Good morning, church. It's great to be on this side of the earth, is it not? We're alive. We have the breath of life in us. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we have the privilege and the opportunity to be here in church. Fathers, we are going to open up in a few minutes here now with praise and worship and singing. Father, we just ask that you would just meet us here with your Holy Spirit once again, that as we lift up and praise the name of Jesus, that and we come together in unity and in one accord, that it would just be that perfect union. Father, we thank you that we have the opportunity. We have songs to sing. We got joy in our hearts. Father, we just thank you for all the good things that we have going for us in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims bright, from every mountainside let freedom ring. My native country, thee, land of the noble free, thy name I love. I love thy rocks and rills, thy woods and temple hills. My heart with rapture thrills like that above. Let music swell the breeze and ring from all the trees, sweet freedom song. Let mortal tongues awake, let all that breathe partake, let rocks their silence break, the sound prolong. Our Father's God to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might, great God our King.
Amen.
I think it would behoove some of our government leaders to sing that song once a day to remind themselves. Our Father's God to thee is he that is the author of liberty. To thee we sing. The next song is Blow the Trumpet. I think that's what we also need to do. Blow the trumpet in Zion.
They rush on the city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out his word. They rush on the city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out his word. The Lord utters his voice before his army. The Lord utters his voice before his army. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm on God's holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm, sound the alarm, sound the alarm. They rush on the city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out his word. They rush on the city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out his word. The Lord utters his voice before his army. The Lord utters his voice before his army. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm on God's holy mountain. Blow the trumpet.
Amen.
Amen.
In Him we live and move and have our being. In Him we live and move and have our being. Make a joyful noise, sing unto the Lord. Tell Him of your love, dance before Him. Make a joyful noise, sing unto the Lord. Tell Him of your love, hallelujah. In Him we live and move and have our being. In Him we live and move and have our being. Make a joyful noise, sing unto the Lord. Tell Him of your love, dance before Him. Sing unto the Lord, tell Him of your love, hallelujah. In Him we live and move and have our being. In Him we live and move and have our being.
Amen.
Amen. Whether you acknowledge it or not, in Him we live and have our being. He gives us power to live and to wake up every single day. You know, there's many places we could be this morning, right? Mm-hmm. Last Sunday, I got to be honest with you. I woke up and I felt like I just wanted to go out in the woods and go ride a bike. And just that's what I wanted to do. That was my flesh. But you know, in eternity time, we will look back and we will say, this was a worthwhile investment to be in the house of the Lord, Amen. To gather together, right? To corporately to sing and to praise the Lord together. It was a worthwhile time. We will look back on it and say it was a good investment. It wasn't a waste of our time. Amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
So let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. The Lord reigneth, the Lord reigneth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, reigneth in majesty. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. The Lord reigneth, the Lord reigneth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, reigneth in majesty. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord. The Lord reigneth, the Lord reigneth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, reigneth in majesty. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, praise the Lord.
Amen. Are you saying so this morning?
Thank you, Jesus.
Share it with each other as you greet each other this morning then.
Thank you.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Praise the Lord. The Lord reigneth, the Lord reigneth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, reigneth in majesty. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Indeed.
The trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder. On that bright and cloudless morning when the dead in Christ shall rise and the glory of His resurrection share, when His chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, called up yonder, I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn to setting sun. Let us talk of all His wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there.
Amen.
Holy God, faithful through the ages, Almighty, most holy Lord, glorious Almighty God. The beasts of the field, the birds of the air, are silent to call out Your name. The earth has no voice, and I have no choice but to magnify God unashamed. Let the rocks be kept silent for one more day. Let the whole world sing out, let the people say, Almighty, most holy God, faithful through the ages, Almighty, most holy Lord, glorious Almighty God. Well, time marches on, with innocence gone, and a darkness has covered the earth. But His Spirit still dwells, He speaks it as well, and the hopeless still offer new birth. He will break the leash of death, it will have no sting. Let the prisoner go free, join the dance and sing. Almighty, most holy God, faithful through the ages. Almighty, most holy Lord, glorious Jesus, Almighty God, Almighty, Most Holy God, faithful through the ages, Almighty, Most Holy Lord, glorious, Almighty God.
Thank you, Lord.
What manner of love the Father has given unto us. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us. That we should be called the sons of God. That we should be called the sons of God. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us. Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us, that we should be called the sons of God, that we should be called the sons of God. Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. To us, that we should be called the sons of God, that we should be called the sons of God.
Thank you, Lord.
You find that in 1 John 3:1.
Fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Soaring I shall be in spirit, till released from flesh and sin. Yet from what I do inherit, hear thy praises I'll begin. Here I raise my Ebenezer, here by thy great help I've come. And I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. How his kindness yet pursues me, mortal tongue can never tell. Clothed in flesh till death shall loose me, I cannot proclaim it well. Oh, to grace how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above. Oh, that day when free from sinning, I shall see thy lovely face. Clothed and in blood washed linen, how I'll sing thy sovereign grace. Come, my Lord, no longer tarry, take my ransomed soul away. Send thine angels now to carry me to realms of endless day.
Thank you, Lord.
The music, when you hear it, just the instrumental music, it's just this lilting melody. It's so nice to listen to. But then you add the words into it and you say, come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart. Tune means that we're not always in tune, but tune my heart. Amen. To sing thy grace. Streams of mercy which never cease call for songs of loudest praise. The Holy Spirit was definitely here helping in the authoring of this song. Come, thou fount of every blessing. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He cares for me. He cares for me. He cares for me. He's so good to me. I love him so. I love him so. I love him so. He's so good to me. I praise his name. I praise his name. I praise his name. He's so good to me. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He cares for me. He cares for me. He cares for me. He's so good to me. I love him so. I love him so. He's so good to me. I praise his name. I praise his name. I praise his name. He's so good to me. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me.
Thank you, Jesus.
So longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit worship thee. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You are worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and
God, blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore, who reigns forevermore, who reigns forevermore.
Thank you, Lord.
Indeed. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty. He does reign.
Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heavens and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy he has begotten us unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Lord, we thank you. Oh, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for giving us the victory. Giving us the victory. And we pray today, let the high praises of God in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. Let us bless the Lord at all times. His praise be continually in our mouth. Hallelujah. And we have a good reason to sing praises unto his name. Hallelujah. We have a good reason. Oh, he is the mighty king. He is the master of everything. He came to seek and save that which was lost. He did not come to condemn this world, but the world through him might be saved. Hallelujah. The thief comes not but to steal and to kill and to destroy, but he came to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. Hallelujah. He came that he may destroy the works of the devil. And we want to thank you today. We thank you, Lord. And when he came out of the grave, he came triumphantly, spoiling principalities and powers, making a show over them openly, triumphing over them at the cross. And we want to thank you. Praise you, Heavenly Father, that also we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimonies, and we love not our lives even unto death. And we thank you today that we have the victory. Thank you, Lord, that you are God, causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. He causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. What a mighty God we serve. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Praise you, Lord, that you loved so much the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And greater love hath no man than this, that the man laid down his life for his friends. And this is what Jesus did. And we have a reason to be excited. We have a reason to celebrate and to shout hallelujah for what the Lord our God has done in our lives and what he is going to do. Hallelujah. Eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has entered the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love him. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name. We thank you. that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. He is the one that makes us to lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside the still waters. He restoreth our soul. And yes, O Lord, you restore our soul. And you keep restoring and restoring and refurbishing and rebuilding and reconstructing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we want to thank you and praise you, Father. We are grateful and we love you, Lord, and we appreciate you. Oh, hallelujah. We shall not want. No good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. He is the reward of them that diligently seek him. He is the one. He is the only one. He is the Holy One of Israel. And we want to thank you today. Thank you for the opportunity to come into your presence with singing, to worship you in spirit and in truth, to lift up holy hands and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And we thank you, Father. Lord, as we are about to receive this offering, we thank you for all your provisions. We thank you for all your blessings. And we thank you for what you've done, and we thank you for what you are going to do. And we're going to bless you today and thank you, and we are going to give to the work of the Lord with gladness. We're going to give, oh, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And we're going to thank you today, oh Lord, for blessing the finances of the church, for blessing each and every person here, oh Lord. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for being Jehovah Jireh, for being a provider, for never fail us. And we thank you today for victory, Lord. We pray, O Lord, for a mighty touch upon the pastor as he will bring the message to us. Oh, let the anointing be upon him. Let the power be upon him. We thank you for giving him clarity of mind and Lord, and freedom to preach. And we pray that the word will come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. And we thank you, Lord, that your name be glorified with a message, as was glorified with the music. Also let it be glorified with the testimonies. And we want to thank you and praise you, Father, for anoint everyone that gives a testimony. Anoint Thomas as he gives the invitation. And we thank you, Lord, for victory all the way today. In the name of Jesus, and no one be left untouched, we pray. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for being our source, for being everything to us. Because with you we live and move and have our being. Hallelujah. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We'll give you all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
Good morning. I sure enjoy that piano music. Okay, testimonies. Anybody got a testimony? Natalia. Man, if you get your hand up before Natalia, you're wide awake, man. Because she's ready.
For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways.
Lord,
I lift your name up high.
Lord, I lift your name up high.
Lord, I love to sing your praises.
Your praises.
I'm so glad you're in my life.
I'm so glad you're in my life.
I'm so glad you came to save us.
To save us.
You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debts obey. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name up high. You came from heaven. Lord, I lift your name up high.
Lord, I lift your name up high.
Lord, I love to sing your praises.
Your praises.
I'm so glad you're in my life.
I'm so glad you're in my life.
I'm so glad you came to save
us. To save us.
You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debts obey. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name up high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debts obey. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name up high.
You came.
Lord, I lift your name up high.
You came from.
Lord, I lift your name up high.
Amen. I just want to give all the praise, all the glory and worship to our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Without them, we wouldn't have the opportunity to lift up our bodies in this wonderful day, in this beautiful morning. Otherwise, we'll be lost in the darkness. Happy to be in the light. Amen.
Natalia, who's that handsome backup singer you have there? Okay. Any more testimonies this morning? Okay, Charles.
The book of Hebrews is a wonderful book. When you go through and read it, chapter 12 says, you know, seeing that we're encompassed about so great a cloud of witnesses, it's talking about the previous chapter of all these people who in faith did a lot of things of varying works. And chapter 6, or verse 6 says, you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And then it says, by it the elders obtained a good report, because what they did, they didn't see. So I came across this movie that Pastor John and Ina had purchased. It's called Faith Like Potatoes. And you go, okay, that's a unique title. And I looked at it and I read the back cover and they were so excited about it. They said, you got to see this. And I was like, okay, you know, okay, I'll watch it. I really wasn't too excited about it. But then the movie started off slowly and you see God just divinely working in this man. All right. So we read and we like to romanticize the book of Acts, right? We see these apostles of the faith, these men of great faith who did things. And we go, that was great. And this movie is about a man who is still alive today, who is a man of great faith. So we're probably going to be bringing the movie. I believe there's been a book that's been written about him. I don't know if he penned it himself, but I was so greatly encouraged because I was sitting there watching the movie, and then I watched how they made the movie and about this man. And it was kind of refreshing because you remember years ago, like 10 years ago, they were talking about this thing called El Nino. Remember this weather phenomenon that was happening? Well, in South Africa, or in the southern portion of it, there was a drought that was happening. And this man, he stood up in a soccer stadium, I believe it was, and during a rally, and he simply said, he put his reputation on the line, and he simply said, God is my provider. In fact, he said, this year I'm going to plant potatoes. Potatoes, evidently, as he explained it, require a lot of fertilizer. They require a lot of water. There was no water that he had. And basically, if he lost this crop, he was out of his farm. His reputation was going to be gone. So would his Christian witness, because he had basically said, my God will provide. And, you know, the movie shows how he struggled. I mean, he trusted God. But, you know, inwardly, there's that little nagging feeling like, well, what if when we go to dig it up, there's no potatoes there? And this is what they brought out was, when we grow corn, you can see it growing, right? When you grow tomatoes, you can see the tomatoes. Unless you're growing your potatoes in this clear container, you can't see them. And your faith is what the point of the whole movie was, your faith is not realized until you dig it up. And then you either have a harvest or you do not. So it was just, it's very nice and refreshing to have a solid Christian movie, right? Hollywood puts out a lot of movies. None that I would be happy really to sit and recommend. But to be able to say, and you know, to say, is your faith like a potato? In that, you know, it grows underground. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And you know what? God did a miracle in that they showed in this movie, there was a drought. I mean, there was no water, none. And yet he believed God for a miracle. And God came through. And as a result, I mean, he says this. He says, you know, you believe for a miracle or a little thing, you know, it's a little thing. God specializes in the impossibility. With him, all things are possible. So I was just greatly encouraged, and I thought I'd share it with you, and we'll probably be introducing it here shortly. So,
okay. Any more testimonies this morning? Okay, Pastor Joe.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. We were at a meeting yesterday morning, and we heard a testimony that I would say blew my socks off. And I have never heard a man suffer so much and yet have faith. And so we're going to be talking to this man and see if we can bring him here and share his testimony with us here in his church. So anyway, Thomas also told me that he had met the man this week with a tremendous testimony. And hopefully Thomas is going to try to bring him here to give that testimony. And I think that this would be something nice to have in our services, to have people come sometimes from outside the church and to share what God has done to build our faith. So we want to praise God for that. Let me start out here with a few announcements before we pray. Next Sunday, we plan to have communion or the Lord's Supper here in the church. And I want to speak to all of you that are watching us right now, and you're watching us every Sunday. You're having church with us, that if you get ready some grape juice and also some bread next Sunday when we take communion here, you can take it with us regardless what continent you are living on this planet. So we want to make sure that we announce that. Today we're going to have a memorial service, and God led me to speak about that just briefly. And if you have your Bibles, turn to Matthew chapter 25. That's Matthew the 25th chapter. And I want to pick it up in verse number 34. Now, we are going to have a memorial service for a lady that never attended our church. She came one time to us here. She was very sick, had cancer. And she spent a couple of hours with me and Ina in the prayer room, and we talked to her and so on, but she never made it in here. And her mom has been attending church here, and her husband, Bob, and this is their daughter, very close to them. And so when she went to go to be with the Lord in heaven, we'll talk about that later this afternoon. There was a talk about having a memorial service. And normally in the church, people says, well, you know, no one attends this church. You know, we haven't seen it person. It's not personal to me. Well, I'm going to share something with you today that God laid upon my heart. Why do we do a memorial service for a lady that never made it to our services here herself? And the answer to that is found in Matthew 25, verse number 34. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye, blessed are my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you for the foundation of the world. For I was hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when sober you hungered and fed you, or thirsty and gave you drink? When sober you a stranger and took you in, or naked or clothed you? Or when sober you sick or in prison and came unto you? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. I want to share this with the people that are watching us, that this is a great church. And today, as we came early and the people started coming in, I saw them come in with their dishes, with food, supplies, smiles on their faces, and happy to do something for a family that lost a loved one. This is what love is all about. Doing something for someone that we might not be connected with. We might not know that well. As a church, we have the love of God and we are reaching out. We have done things to many strangers in this church. And this is the strength. And today when we have this love feast that we're going to have afterwards, and also the memorial service, remember this, we're doing this unto Jesus and his little ones. We're doing this for Bob and Diane Cadle to be with them in their time of sorrow and also remembrance. So I want to praise God for that. We're going to have some prayer time here. Yesterday when we went to that meeting, it was a businessman's fellowship meeting, and you know, it just shows me how brittle and how life, precious life is. The man that runs the chapter, Chris Davis, in Yuba City, he's always had a smile on his face, and his wife is always there. They are very lovely people. And yesterday he was there alone. And he made a mention, he said, my wife is sick. So I said, you know, we asked him, what is she sick of? We saw some kind of a growth, and they took out a portion of a colon. And he simply still went to the meeting, had a meeting. His wife was in the hospital. And God would take care of it. You know, what impressed me was this. We were just a few people there. And we're going to pray and thank God today for Sue Davis that she is going to be healed. She's about probably 50, 55. And what really impressed me yesterday was this, that Chris Davis asked one of the men in the chapter to close in prayer. So the man prayed, and he prayed kind of a lengthy prayer. And then when he was done, he said, amen. And then when Thomas simply started the praying. And he prayed for the healing of Sue, that God would touch her. And I thought about this, how blessed I am as a pastor to have men that without hesitation would pray, witness, and do things without being asked. And I thank God for all of you that are here. And I'd like to share that with you that are watching us, that God is moving in this church. He's moving also with you. And God's a plan for all of us. Also, I want to share about our production. I feel very frustrated in one way because we are having at least 3 books that are cooking right now. We got a DVD that we have got our hands on, very powerful. And as the swine flu has been pronounced to be a pandemic, which means it's a worldwide epidemic, it is not going down. God laid upon our heart about a month ago to produce something. We had a powerful presentation, which would be a DVD and also a book that we have produced. And I'm going to ask here today that we would be praying that God would help us to get our production up, because once we get this out, it's going to be powerful testimony for Lord Jesus Christ. It's going to save the lives of people that are going to hear and see about this. At this time, we're going to ask Brother Vasily to come forward. And he called me today and said, come on up as I'm talking. And he called up and said, you know, I'd like to share this with the congregation. It's a prayer request and it's also a announcement. So you come here and share with us. We're going to pray for this also.
I have an announcement which my wife took it off the computer screen. I'm just a messenger, but I would like to share it with you. It's regarding the Bill S-909. Please demand hearings on the hate bill, S-909. Don't support Senator Kennedy's possible strategy of attaching the hate crimes bill as an amendment to another bill without hearings. S-909 is very dangerous. Pedophile protecting legislation which must be debated. If it's too shaky to survive hearing, it's too shaky to become law of the land. You may call toll-free 1-877-851-6437 or 202-225-3121.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'd like you to just stay right there. We're going to pray and for that in a moment. I want to read just quickly here an email that came in to us. And this is from a brother in, he's in Louisiana. His name is Stephen Miller. And he wrote this. Greetings, Brother John and EAEC. I want to say how I preach the truth you all provide for the deceived brethren. I'm involved in a small country Southern Baptist church here in North Central Louisiana. I have found that most Southern Baptist churches are infected with members of Masons. Some are even pastors. I came across a book in an antique bookstore called Morals and Dogma, 1871, edition printed in 1948 for educational purposes. Yes, the God of Masonry is Lucifer, as Albert Pike claims as Mason's light bearer. I bought the book for $10, and most members of Masonry do not know of its content. I do hope the book being in my house will not bring spiritual danger. My house is full of KJV or King James Version Bibles, and I stand on them as the infallible, unbroken word, as a living God, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There are no churches in my community that preach biblical end-time eschatology, and most use perverted Bible versions. How I wish there were a church in my small town as the one you attend and pastor. Most of these churches will not let a pastor in the pulpit that is divorced, or has deserted his wife, nor being guilty of lying and stealing. But they do C.I. Schofield, Bible, and unbiblical Zionism. Schofield was not a Bible scholar, nor did he have a doctorate of any kind and applied to himself. I just want to thank you all at EAC, and may Christ bless you all. In Jesus, Brother Stephen Miller. I talked to him on the phone. I spoke to him for about 30 minutes this week. And he said he had many, many friends that will not go to a church anymore, because he said they do not want to go and be with hypocrites. Of course, we all hypocrites to a degree. So he said to him, well, we got a perfect solution for you. He has a slow dial-up. He said, I can't get you broadcast. I got a slow dial-up. I said, we got a perfect solution for you. We produce these services on DVDs. I said, you can put them in your DVD player, watch it on television, invite all your friends and have church in your home. And he said, well, praise the Lord. So this week, we are sending him the first DVD as a test, a few other things. And there will be another one of our satellite churches at this time in Louisiana. So I want to share that with you. God is moving, even if we do not know it, and things are happening. So let's have a prayer time right now. So if you would come on up here that would like to be part of the prayer time. And we also got a prayer request here for Jackie. That's a friend of Karen Leach. So we want to pray for that also. So I'm going to ask Thomas if you would pray for Stephen Miller. That God, I need this here to hang on. So Stephen Miller in Louisiana, that they will go. We got another request here. Pray that our daughter in law will find a replacement. She can be here today. Lynn. Okay, that is from the Cadels. So why don't you pray for that? And let's see, we're going to have Sister Joanne, if you would pray for Jackie. I don't know any specific needs, but whatever needs she will have. And we're going to ask, let's see, I got here, if you would thank God for Sue Davis, that God would heal her up. And Vasily, you're here, you're going to pray. So let's start out. We have Vasily to start praying. Yeah, start praying for that need.
Yes, Heavenly Father, please forgive me for any unforgiveness in my heart. And we are lifting up this hearing, S-909. I'm not too versed in it, but I pray to our Heavenly Father that it will instill the Holy Spirit to all of us in our hearts to make the right decisions for the glory and the praise of our Heavenly Father, that this, the truth will come out in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we want to say thank you for moving upon this man, Stephen Miller, to contact us, Lord, because we don't know who is being reached or ministered to unless we hear back from them. So we thank you that he called us and made a connection with us, Lord. And we just thank you also, Lord, that there are those around the country that are in the light and not in darkness, Lord. And that's also refreshing to hear about. And we lift him up in the state of Louisiana. We thank you, Father, that he can have a little ministry there that will be a light shining in the central part of Louisiana. And Father, we thank you for blessing him, keeping him steadfast in the word, Lord, and also ministering to him as he receives our DVDs. And then also we thank you, Father, for filling up his living room with his friends that they might get centered around true gospel preaching. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now, Father, we lift up this woman, Sue Davis, and I don't know, Father, the personal circumstances of that, if it was a sin issue or how she got sick. But, Father, we just ask that you would just touch her body, that just like the woman who had the faith, who came up behind Jesus when he was just walking by and just said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, and her faith was healed. Father, we just ask that you would give her a supernatural amount of faith to believe that you are the rewarder of them that diligently seek you. Now, Father, we just thank you for touching her body, healing her, and that she will have an excellent witness when it comes to the people in the hospital, her neighbors, and everybody who she is affecting and touching. That she would just be able to stand up and say, I was sick, but I was healed, and God touched me. Father, we thank you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dearest Heavenly Father, we lift up Jackie to you, first of all, that she loves her brother-in-law, and that she knows he can be healed. And we thank you and praise you. We lift him up to you. His name is Howard Bud Surratt of Pahomp, Nevada. He has a mass on his in his pancreas. He's gone through a series of tests, and he's waiting for to see whether or not to have a biopsy done. And he gets anxious and depressed, and he is to believe in Jesus Christ. If he loves Jesus and he believes in Jesus, Jesus is praying for you, brother, day and night, for your faith to go deep and your hope to go high. And if you ask him, he'll give it to you. And he'll take all the devil's things out of your mind. That's the battleground between man and between Jesus Christ and the devil, is man's mind. And we thank you, Father, for giving Bud peace. And let him have the hope and the faith in Jesus Christ that he can be healed, that he will be healed. And we don't know what the spiritual root is. Perhaps someone can show this man what the spiritual root of whatever is on his pancreas is, and then he can be rid of it. He can be delivered of it, give it up to Jesus Christ, and just get happy and say, thank you, Lord, for healing me. Thank you for healing me, and continue thanking him until it's done. Yes. And we thank you and praise you, Lord, for helping Jackie to keep that love going, keep the prayers going up, and for Bud to understand that Jesus Christ loves and prays for him, and that he can and will be healed. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Heavenly Father, O Lord, you're able to do the impossible. And we ask you right now that you grant a request for Bob Cadle and Diane, O Lord, that Aline will be able to find a replacement and be able to be in church today. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for doing that, O Lord. No matter how impossible it may seem, we know, O Lord, that you can make a way where there seems to be no way. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for having Lynn to be here today in the name of Jesus. We all agree, and we all, Lord, want to see Lynn in this church today. We pray, Father, during that memorial. We pray also, Lord, that you give Diane strength. You give a supernatural strength. You give a joy unspeakable and full of glory, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let her keep a mind upon you, and you will keep her in perfect peace. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, because Debbie is in the right place, right where God wanted her to be. And we no need to worry. We don't need to grieve over it. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a mighty victory today in this memorial service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you today, Lord, that we can gather here in the name of Jesus. I want to thank you, Father God, for this church that you have given to us. That, Lord, we have precious people here, Father God, that are not selfish. They are giving out themselves, Lord, over and over again. And Father God, I pray your blessing upon each person that came today, Lord. For each hand that prepared some food or brought some food, Father God. That they have done this unto Jesus. And when they drive home today, Father God, they'll be feeling good. They will feel that today I touched Jesus because I touched one of his little ones. And we thank you for that. And Father God, we lift up the production we have. We thank you right now that you will help us to be focused. Help the people that are training, Father God, to finish up the training. We'll be able to start going fast, Lord. And we thank you for that. And Father God, we lift up the financial situation of this ministry. And Father God, you know that we live from month to month. And we have no savings. We have no supplies or surpluses, Father God. And I pray today that you will move upon people around the world that are watching us now or later, that, Father God, they will recognize that they are part of this ministry, and that if, unless people hold this ministry up financially, we will not be able to continue. So I thank you today, Lord, that your people are going to be touched. They are giving, Lord, and that we shall be victorious and have all the things we need to pay all our bills and to keep things going. And we praise you for that now. Thank you, Father, for ministering to us now. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And those who are agreed said, amen and amen. You may be seated.